Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Mr. Chuck Berry bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. Probably really should be considered the true king of rock and roll. I know Elvis is, but before there was Elvis, there was Chuck. Welcome back to 17th of the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. I think you'll like it. Barbara Weltman is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's a tax attorney. She specializes in small business tax issues and other issues around public policy for small business. She's the author of all the books of importance on taxes, including the J.K. Lasser series. In 2014 is the new version there. Don't forget her Smooth Failing Living book at Amazon.com. Barbara, thanks again for hanging out with us. Talk to us about, let me rephrase that. Barbara, report on the Hobby Lobby case, the Supreme Court ruling for Hobby Lobby. Report on that for us and put it in perspective for all small businesses.
Sure. Well, I think everybody's familiar with the fact that the Supreme Court came down with a decision about Hobby Lobby not wanting to provide certain types of contraception, even though the Affordable Care Act mandates that businesses provide all kinds. And
these were basically were associated with abortion. They're called abortifacient drugs or devices or whatever. And it was the abortion part that the Hobby Lobby objected to.
It was the fact that the owners of the Hobby Lobby objected. And the government said, well, you're a corporation. Corporations don't have consciences or religious objections. And the point of the case, the decision said, no, even though you are a corporation, we can look to the owners and their feelings and their beliefs. So this was, you know, really kind of a very important decision, I think rather significant, because it says, look, you're a closely held corporation.
That's it. That's the
point.
But
you're a person for purposes of the law.
Well, but the thing that we have to remember is whenever money is spent in a public, you know, in a privately held company, whether it's a small business like mine and yours, Barbara, or a bigger small business like Hobby Lobby is, it comes out of the shareholders, which is the owners, which is the founders. It comes out of their pockets. It's their money. And so you know, it's not the publicly traded corporation's money. It's essentially the founder's money, the owner's money. And so that connects it to the person, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely, and the good thing is that really the effect of the case said, well, it doesn't matter how you chose to organize your business for legal purposes. So just because you decided to incorporate rather than be, let's say, a sole proprietorship or a partnership or whatever, we're going to give you the same protection under the law. And that's important because someone is deciding to set up a business, there are so many factors that go into the decision of which entity to use, and certainly your feelings about contraception shouldn't be one of them.
So there are 20. There are 20.
Contraception types.
Thank you. 20 contraception types, four of which Hobby Lobby objected to.
Only
they're still
four.
Providing.
Six,
they're still
16,
providing,
they
16
providing 16
without a problem, and so. But now there's some pushback on this. A lot of the Democrats aren't happy about this. Planned Parenthood isn't happy about this. Now, National Association of Women is not happy about this. There's going to be a lot of people trying to go around this. But what does this mean for other small businesses?
Well, I don't really know, and nobody knows. I don't think that you could take this decision and then have it as a blanket okay to basically do what you want based on conscience, because the laws are pretty clear. So let's say if religiously you're opposed to same-sex marriage, doesn't mean that you can choose, you know, not to hire someone who's gay or something. I mean, I don't think it's going to go in that direction. I don't think you have any basis for going there. So it really remains to be seen if there's any additional ramifications from this law, or if it's really specifically limited to this fact situation.
Right, right. Now, but if a small business owner chooses to follow the footsteps of Hobby Lobby with the health care that they provide, they can feel comfortable in doing that if that's something they wanted to do.
Well, you know, I think that's true. Don't forget that real small businesses, fewer than 50 employees, don't have any mandate to provide health coverage. So whatever
but
they want to provide,
do,
they
Barbara,
can.
You know that.
But many of them do, exactly. So I think that they have more leeway to provide what they are comfortable doing from a conscience.
Well, and I'll tell you something. Here's what I know about small businesses, and you know this too, Barbara. Most of them don't have to have the government to tell them to do the right thing.
Exactly.
And that's the thing a lot of people don't get. Most small business owners do the right thing. It's the reason why minimum wage is not as big deal as small business owners anymore, because we pay our people more than that almost every time. Barbara, thanks for that good report. Back right after these messages with some more good information from our good friend, Barbara Weltman. I told you we'd get smarter when Barbara joined us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.